Hello, I'm Razia Iqbal. Welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. It comes to you live from our studios in central London. We begin today with an argument between Greece and the United Kingdom that has raged since 1816 about a marble frieze or sculptures made by the sculptor and architect Phidias that date back to the 5th century. The Greeks call them the Parthenon marbles and the British call them the Elgin marbles, after Lord Elgin, a British soldier and diplomat, who removed them from the Parthenon temple in Athens. The sculptures were bought by the British government and placed in the British Museum in London. And they were among the subjects of a BBC radio series, A History of the World in 100 Objects, presented by the then director of the British Museum, Neil McGregor.
For most people today, the Parthenon sculptures in the British Museum provoke only one question: should they be in London or in Athens? The Greek government insists they should be in Athens. The British Museum's trustees believe that in London they're an integral part of the story of world cultures.
For me, the Parthenon sculptures reveal to us the tensions, the discontents, the conflicts, and also the sheer brilliance of ancient Greek culture. For the modern Greeks, the Parthenon sculptures are a rallying cry and a remembrance of things lost.
The whole Parthenon, not only the sculptures, but the building became emblematic, the symbol of New Greece. It still is, and we're still restoring it. And naturally, of course, the sculptures of the Parthenon are part of this.
Well, the Greeks have always maintained that the marbles were stolen and they want them back. The British Museum maintains their ownership of the sculptures, displaying them prominently for the world to see. It now appears that the chair of the museum, the former British Finance Minister George Osborne, has been in talks with the Greek government, including the Prime Minister, regarding the future of the sculptures, and a deal appears to be close. The journalist Yanis Andritsopoulos broke the story in the Tanir newspaper.
George Osborne, the chair of the British Museum, has been holding secret talks with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and actually two other government ministers over the last 13 months to negotiate the possible return of the Parthenon sculptures. Those meetings have been taking place in London since November 2021. At least two of those meetings were held at the Greek ambassador's residence, and another one was held last Monday at a hotel in Knightsbridge.
What's your understanding of what might have shifted as a result of those talks in terms of the British position or the British Museum's position and the Greek government's willingness to perhaps compromise in any way?
The only topic on the agenda of those meetings was the return of the Parthenon marbles. I understand by Greek officials that negotiations are at an advanced stage and that significant progress has been made. However, an agreement has yet to be finalized, and Greek officials said that they cannot rule out the talks that hit a stalemate at the 11th hour. So an agreement is not there yet, but my understanding is that it's getting closer.
And what would you say is the crux of what might happen in terms of what has been talked about?
First of all, there are many unresolved issues. That's why Greek officials I spoke to are a bit cautious. The first sticking point is the ownership. The official said that several solutions are being considered that could set aside the ownership issue in a possible deal. The thing is that the British Museum claims to have legal title to the 5th century antiquities, but Greece maintains that the museum is not the legal owner of the sculptures. And another sticking point is how long the marbles will remain in Greece if returned. Greece wants them there forever. It seeks a permanent reunification with the rest of the marbles currently in the Acropolis Museum. But the British Museum has so far been talking about a loan. So they need to bridge this gap, the gap of the duration of the return of the marbles.
How optimistic, in your view, are the Greek officials that this may, in fact, result in a deal and that the Parthenon marbles in the British Museum will go back to Greece?
Mm-hmm. I'd say that they are slightly optimistic. They think that progress has been made indeed, but they are also saying that a deal might not be agreed in the end. As an official put it to me, an agreement is 90% complete, but a critical 10% remains unresolved.
The journalist Yanis Andritsopoulos, who broke the story in the Tarnia newspaper. Well, for a Greek political perspective, I've been speaking to Harry Theoharis, who is a member of parliament for the governing New Democracy Party and a former minister for tourism. What's his view of these news reports?
Well, it is obvious that there's been an ongoing discussion, both in the public sphere and behind the scenes. Details will unfold as the deal is closer to completion, I guess. What is clear is that we have expressed willingness to both be creative, but at the same time pursue the long-term goal of reuniting the marbles of the Parthenon with the rest of the marbles that are currently being exhibited in the Museum of the Acropolis.
Do you sense that the compromise will come not just on the issue of ownership, but on the issue of sharing the sculptures in some shape or form?
Well, how the sculptures are exhibited, where and for how long, what other exhibitions will replace them or will be part of the framework agreement, all that remains to be seen. I think those aspects and the counterbalance each of them provides are going to be all part of an integral deal that will, in the end, allow both the reunification of the sculptures, but at the same time ensuring that every party gets something in return, as it were.
There are quite strong suggestions in the reporting of this story that should the marbles, the frieze in the UK museum, go back to Greece, that it is highly unlikely that they will ever come back to London.
Well, I guess we will have to wait on the exact details of the deal to see what the deal entails and whether there's any possibility of those marbles to be exhibited partially in London as well. But, you know, from my personal opinion, I think with the new Museum of the Acropolis and the whole marbles being exhibited there as a whole, it does make sense to reunite them with the rest in order to create a complete picture in situ next to the Acropolis where they were initially part of.
And should that happen, this would be enormous for Greece, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be very important in terms of our cultural heritage and the reunification of that heritage with respect to the Parthenon marbles. And I think it's also very important in terms of, you know, the history of the British Museum and the fact that it will show the kind of resolve to address those kind of issues. I think that's going to be important for the legacy of the museum as well.
Greek MP Harry Theoharis. Now let's talk about the wider issue of the restitution by Western museums of artefacts, cultural artefacts, back to their countries of origin. Barnaby Phillips is the author of Loot, Britain and the Benin Bronzes, and he joins us now. Barnaby, let's start with this idea of colonial theft, because it's not new, and as your book shows us, it extends far and wide.
It does, yes. And things have moved very fast in this regard. It was 5 years ago, almost to the day, in fact, Razia, that the French president, Emmanuel Macron, the then new French president, was in West Africa, in Burkina Faso. And he made this extraordinary speech in which he said it was not acceptable that so much, I think he said almost all, of Africa's cultural heritage was in European museums, and that had to change. And that seems to have set off almost a domino effect. He commissioned a report which came out the next year. It was much more radical than people had anticipated. Some high-profile items have gone back from France to the Benin Republic, to Senegal, and we think soon to the Ivory Coast. But also there have been ripples which have been felt in Germany, in Belgium, in Holland, and indeed in Britain itself.
And in the case of the Benin bronzes, you outline in your book how the provenance of these artefacts has been resisted and questioned historically. And clearly the ownership of these artefacts is at the heart of the Parthenon Elgin marbles too.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I was a journalist for many years in Nigeria, where the Benin bronzes come from. And I was also a journalist in Athens for many years. And I think 10 years ago, I would have said that the Benin bronze issue was perhaps even more impossible to envisage the return of Benin bronzes to Nigeria than the return of Parthenon marbles to Greece. And I was completely wrong about that. Many people have been caught out by the pace of events. And I suppose what has happened is when we're seeing the previously unimaginable, for instance, just this week, the Horniman Museum, a government-funded museum here in London, returned 72 Benin bronzes, became the latest to return Benin bronzes to Nigeria. People are now beginning to question in relation to the Parthenon marbles, well, then why not? But also, I think there are specific things which have happened between Greece and Britain, which are important as well. And it was important that Mr. Theo Harris there mentioned the new Acropolis Museum, which is an extraordinary museum. And I think just strengthens the Greek case so much, as any visitor to Athens over the last decade will testify. I think George Osborne coming in as the new chairman of the trustees has been significant. He's a man with political clout, and he's somebody who seems to be straddling a difficult balancing act of standing up for the global museum, the world museum, that much maligned concept in recent years. But at the same time, he's somebody who evidently wants movement on this most intractable, this most notorious of issues. And perhaps, who knows, perhaps it will come down to personal chemistry, say, between him and Kyriakos Mitsotakis, the Greek Prime Minister.
But just briefly, Barnaby, I mean, there is also a technical and rather important legal issue, because the government, the British government, is saying that the museum is prevented by law from removing objects from its collection. So maybe something will be finessed in terms of a loan, a long-term loan?
The British Museum Act of 1963 is pretty unequivocal. Those objects cannot be deaccessioned. They cannot be permanently returned. So you're absolutely right, Razia. One of two solutions, a very clever a finesse that enables both sides to save face and some sort of fudge is made, or the law changes. Now, that law is not going to change without a different membership of the British Parliament, and that would require a general election, I'd say.
Barnaby Phillips, author of Loot, Britain and the Benin Bronzes. Thanks very much for joining us. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Razia Iqbal. This is NewsHour.